Namaste. This is Ambika Devi giving you an audio version of an article you can find on my blog at ambikadevi.com. Enjoy gaining knowledge of the weaving together and constant connection of yoga for the mind, Ayurveda for the body, and Jyotisha, the study of astrology for the spirit. The Third Sister, April 24, 2023, copyright Ambika Devi. Namaste, blessed yogis and seekers. Last week, I attended the first of what I hope are to be regular Yoga Alliance community virtual gatherings. It is a gift to see yoga being spread into the world by so many beautiful souls. Recently, I've also witnessed great thought leaders and psychologists using the concepts and teachings of yoga, but without acknowledging the root source of the information that they are imparting. Many workshops entitled Breathwork are popping up with not even a nod to the original source of the information, which is pranayama, a limb of the great tree of life science that yoga provides humanity. The wisdom of yoga comes to us from the Vedas, a grouping of four texts, each subdivided into four sections. The religious groups have formed their philosophies from these ancient writings. The Vedas themselves are not a religion, but in fact, science by which to live one's life. This is misconstrued online, so please be careful about what you are reading. The Vedas have three daughters to give us their teachings. I'm wondering if you can name them. The first is yoga. You may not realize that the focus of this practice is for meditation. This morning, I heard the word Ayurveda, the second sister, pop up. However, there was no mention of the third. I find it wonderful that Ayurveda has grown in popularity and become a more common term, bringing benefit to so many. It is the topic of my second book, Unfolding Happiness, along with meditation and Far Eastern cosmology. It is my vision that yoga be revered as the science it truly is. I feel that it is damaging for yoga to be misconceived as a religion or simply an exercise program. It is my hope that we begin to realize that the whole reason for the physical practice of yoga, called asana, is, as this word tells us, to find one's seat for meditation. The silent art of meditation is slowly becoming an awareness to the mainstream. However, most are only attracted to the mind entertainment of guided meditation and music. It is my hope that we continue to expand and to bring the language of yoga, Sanskritam, you probably know this as Sanskrit, to the forefront and begin to say its name with its proper pronunciation. I want you to realize that it is actually healing and transformative for the body, mind, and spirit to pronounce this word correctly. Ask me about this. I would love to speak to your groups and organizations and explain this to your local community. We, as a group of practitioners, know that yoga is not a religion. Yet, in the United States, a master's or doctorate degree is considered a religious study. I would like to see us change this. I would also like for the greater community of yogis to acknowledge the third sister, Jyotisha. This is the science of light and is astrology. Ancient cultures around the world knew this. Let's be clear that astrology is the third daughter of the Vedas, and together, these three illuminated sisters bring us the concept of body, mind, and spirit. Ayurveda is for the body and the physical surroundings. Yoga is for the mind, and Jyotisha is for the spirit. I want you to think of astrology not as a pop culture page in a periodical, but as a time clock. This is how we determine dharma and the timing along life's path. It gives us the optimum moments to get the most out of any aspect of our practices. I invite you to become a client and work with me so that I can give you tools and knowledge that answer your burning questions in your first session. During it, we will address health and wellness, location, timing, and all of your potentials. Many people ask me what their purpose is, and I'm here to unravel the knowledge of your own natal chart with you. If you need to pivot or change where you're living or what you're doing, if you want to get into a relationship, sustain your current relationship, or need help and support in leaving a relationship and creating closure, I am here to be your guide. This is why I always say, life is how you plan it. Keep looking up. The stars are here to guide you, and I am your navigator. To book your appointment with me, please visit ambikadevi.com, and there you'll find my calendar. I look forward to being your astrologer and your meditation teacher. Hari Om Tat Sat, Ambikadevi. This article can be found on my blog at ambikadevi.com. While you're there, I invite you to join my newsletter and receive a free gift immediately, as well as free tickets to monthly virtual community gatherings. I look forward to hearing from you.